You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders shares thoughts and insights into Winston Churchill, as presented by Andrew Roberts in his recent biography, Churchill, Walking with Destiny.
A framed poster of a famous portrait of Winston Churchill, photographed by Yusuf Karsh, hangs in our living room. I bought it from the Boston Museum of Fine Arts in 1996, when it hosted an exhibit of Karsh's portraits that year. A cropped version of that portrait graces the cover of the latest biography of Churchill, published last year. Andrew Roberts, author of Churchill, Walking with Destiny, came to the Laterno University campus recently. There are 1,009 previous Churchill biographies. Despite that, Walking with Destiny has been hailed by the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the London Times as the best Churchill biography ever published. Roberts spoke without notes for nearly an hour. Churchill faced numerous brushes with death throughout his young adulthood. Born into aristocracy to an American-born mother and a demanding father, he served as First Lord of the Admiralty when World War I broke out in 1914. Huge military losses in the Dardanelles campaign and at Gallipoli forced his resignation in disgrace. Churchill then joined the army and served bravely. He once famously said, "There is nothing so exhilarating as being shot at without results." Throughout his life, Churchill admitted to making many mistakes, some disastrous. But he always learned from his errors. He wrote his wife Clementine during the Great War that, quote, "I should have made nothing if I had not made mistakes." That determination propelled him to become, at great odds, Prime Minister of England during its greatest moment of peril on May 10, 1940. When he was 16, Churchill said that he would be called upon to save London, England at some point in his life. That time came as Nazi Germany invaded Western Europe and launched the Blitz air campaign against Britain. Besides being an extraordinary historian and biographer who has written extensively about Churchill for decades, Roberts gained access to material never made public before. That included the diaries of King George VI, who appointed Churchill as Prime Minister and met with him extensively during World War II. Roberts also gained access to papers of the Soviet ambassador to England, as well as four sets of papers at Cambridge that had been kept under wraps. Roberts addressed the common belief that Churchill was an alcoholic. Certainly, Churchill had a tremendous capacity for alcohol that far surpassed that of mere mortals. Roberts said, only half-jokingly, quote, "Winston Churchill couldn't have been an alcoholic because no alcoholic could drink that much." Roberts noted for several years Churchill was the only person in the United Kingdom to warn of the dangers Adolf Hitler and the Nazis posed to the UK and the world. One reason is that Churchill himself was an accomplished historian. He wrote 37 books and more than 900 articles to support his spendthrift habits and love of luxurious possessions. He had a strong sense of history, and he put the Nazis in the long continuum of British history, Roberts said. Churchill had seen fanaticism firsthand during World War I and had the moral courage to stick by his message. He became the glue that kept the Big Three, Britain, United States, and Russia, together during the war. Roberts concluded that the primary duty of a historian is to be objective, and he believes he viewed Churchill objectively and walking with destiny. But, quote, "I started out liking him and I wound up loving him." That's understandable. Churchill stands as the greatest leader of the 20th century in my view. I'm patiently waiting for my wife to finish Walking with Destiny, which she gave me for Christmas. It weighs in at more than 1,100 pages. Our copy is now inscribed to us and signed by Roberts. For lovers of history and books, that is a precious gift.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.